SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
Welcome to SuperTube. As always, we're on a very special journey. This time, we're focusing on all things the derby, and not just the South African derby, the Soweto derby, all around the world. We're going to be going on a special ride. SuperTube, super people, super fans, and as always, this journey, we go along with SuperPicks. So yeah, Julia Stewart starting on my left. Jules, how you doing? You back from Spain, it's living nicely, huh?
Spain, SuperTube, SuperPicks, SuperFort, alliteration here today. Yeah, absolutely fantastic to be back and to be talking about derbies. I just happened to see one, thanks to SuperSport and La Liga. It was fantastic. Fans in the stadium, singing, what a show. I forgot what it's like to be a fan. And, you know, when we work on sport, we're working. Even when we're watching, we are working. Mm. The mind's always working. You're trying to pick up tips. You're analyzing, you're thinking. But I was just sitting there, man, just enjoying, singing. Didn't speak a word of Spanish, but was also, vamos, vamos, vamos!
I mean, you speak of tips. Hey, I don't know if we're going to be getting style tips from Teko Modise there in the corner there. Is that pink, eh?
It's mom,
it's
bro.
Mom, bro. It's mom, bro. Yeah, Donna, W week, excited?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting. And I think for the players, it's always nerve-wracking. Just that now it's a little bit different because there's no fans at the stadium. But it's a game that everybody speaks about a week before. So everybody wants to play it because, I mean, that's what we train for. We want to play all these big games. And I think that's the conversation now in both teams' camps. That everyone wants to play it. So it's stress for coaches as well to pick because everybody was on form all of a sudden. So it'll be very interesting to see what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah, interested with regards to how that'll go. I'm going to go to the big players now. And not you. Before.
Are you ready?
Unlucky. You ready to go? You ready for W week?
No, in the words of Simphiwe Dananti. Yeah, no, I'm very ready. As Duka has said, no, it's a big weekend. Even though the fans are not there, at the end of the day, it is the derby. You know, it's incomparable. So it's definitely a big weekend.
And I heard you got a new name. They're calling you Storm from X-Men. Kemba Boy is the one who gave her that name.
Storm. Yeah? Look, I just like to say I'm really honored to be sitting next to an X-Men. Like, it's great. I've never seen a real life.
Mess with me, it will rain in the studio.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up.
Come for me.
D2LA.
I mean, but Jules, you put it so nicely with regards to the derby and how big it is, you know, not only for us in broadcasting, but also for the fans. I mean, take me through some of your experiences, you know, working on that derby.
The derby is bigger than the game. People are talking about it weeks before the time. Mm. Your phone is suddenly busier because people remember you get tickets.
Maybe. Yeah.
Tickets. That is the part I don't miss. That's the part I don't miss. And it's always about who's there. It's what are people wearing? Remember when Julius was in the crowd, Malema, and he did the pirate sign? People went ape for that, you know? That's what it's about. It's the show, and then there's another show, which is the football. Mm. Some of my best derby experiences, I was in a helicopter once for a derby, and we didn't have a place to land, so they dropped me in the field, in the back, like just before kickoff, and I am scared of snakes, and I just ran. literally, I jumped out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
No, yeah, go and watch the game.
As in jumped, or just were they landed in?
No, they landed-ish.
Oh, okay.
And then I just had to.
Hop out of the helicopter.
Yeah, I had to hop like this for the snake. And the one thing I was saying, and I think Paul probably has a similar experience. I know that Andy did as well, and Tato, doing voxes in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because you know it's all about the crowd and getting the vox pops and whatever. So you're standing there, my first derby. And as soon as we go live, how's this for timing? People stop pinching my bum. As soon as we go live, how do they even know? And then they start, and you're talking, so you can't do anything.
You can't.
You shouldn't be laughing about it.
Yeah. Really? No, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I have had a similar experience. Fortunately, I've never had anybody pinch my bum, thank goodness. But I've had the floor manager punch a fan because they decided to do some funny things, and the floor manager was like, we don't do that.
We're
live on air, you are going to respect
like
this woman.
And just to solve things.
And here's the thing, as Julia says, all this is happening, the fan is being punched, I'm busy talking, I can't react, but I really want to be like, ooh!
Tell my boy, your first experience as a fan, you know, watching it growing up, you know, what
first
was your story?
Experience as a fan, I'll take you back to Ekazi. Having watched it at home and then being part of it at the stadium. Mm. Like, it's my name, man. There's so many of us at home. You have to change the TV. I'm from old school. It's that TV.
Yeah.
You know, Abomakulu, everybody's cooking. It was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have those memories. And we'd have the radio on. And then you get to the stadium. Fortunately enough, you know, work in football and I get to see it. It's a complete different experience.
It is. Mm.
Nothing like a cabbage.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's the derby, man. We love it. So it's one of the best experiences. The pity we can't, you know, have fans now, but man, hopefully soon.
Yeah, no, hopefully soon.
It's one of those rare derbies where I remember Ian Wright was here for the Carling Black Label Cup and he was so shocked. How are the fans sitting together.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. You know, normally the fans are marched in separately. They have their own section. You don't mix. I've been to a North London derby, and the words that I've heard there, I've never heard grown people.
Can you just
people.
Give us a couple of?
No.
Do you know where you always see that?
Do
you know where you always see that? Do you know where you always see that? Like, the moment like a player has like a throw-in or something.
Yeah.
And you just see behind him, there's like an opposition. Yeah. Like, yeah. The stuff you see there, like the signs and whatever, it's crazy.
And it's contagious. Because I started getting like really aggressive and angry and singing about people's moms and mom mentality. Like there's a thing, I don't know if you remember that Tottenham had to win their last game of the season to beat Arsenal to top four and then they all got food poisoning.
Yeah.
So there's a song about diarrhea. Oh. And I was like singing that song also with gusto. And I don't want to repeat it,
person,
but
eh?
Guys, it just gets in you. Derbies worldwide, like they are like that.
No, hey, I was about to come to Teko, but Teko's always munching there.
That's you.
Are they here for sure or?
I mean, we all speak about different experiences with regards to the derby, but I think about how special it would have been for you to be playing in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, leading up to it. Take me through, I guess, what happens, you know, in the practice, in the change room.
Look, I think in practice, what's annoying is everybody now all of a sudden wants to play. Like, everybody ups the tempo training. Now everybody wants to be available for selection. Now, that's the part that is annoying, because now you also need those guys in other games as well. Then, but it also becomes a headache for the coach. Mm. But the most interesting part is just on a Monday, you know, leading up to the game, I think there's conversations. You go to the garage. Everybody speaks about it. Mm. Everywhere you go, everybody speaks about it. And then everybody's got their own different lineups. First 11. So you get to the game, the crowd. I think that's the most important thing. When you walk, when you with the bus, when you drive in, the crowd, and you know, the vuvuzelas and all that type of stuff. People start seeing, and then you start realizing how big this game is. Then you walk in, then once the game starts, of course, you know, you're always going to be nervous. Okay, that was me. I've always been nervous. But once you get on with the game, then you start enjoying the game. Because I remember the biggest one that I've played was in Durban. I think we're still campaigning for 2010 or something like that. So it was one of those big, big, big ones. Brah. Nobody knew what the lineup was. Even the coach himself was scared. we had to know like probably like 5 minutes before warm up. So we didn't know. So we had to change maybe very quickly, because now we had to go out and warm up. That's how big it was. I think we played 2-2. I think Walaza scored, and I think he scored a brace or something like that. And I think it was one of the biggest derbies. But after that, I started enjoying the games, because it was one of those games where like I'm looking forward to play because of the breaking rights. Pumeka Asimena. And I never got an opportunity to play for Kaizer Chiefs.
So I'm going to show you guys.
But it was one of those games that when you play for such teams, Chiefs or Pirates, you have to play that. I think it's an important fixture in the calendar.
I have a question. The football fraternity is so small. Everyone's friends with everyone. They all go out together. They all, you know, you guys are all friends. What's the banter like between Chiefs and Pirates players in that week?
Hey, you know, Jules, surprisingly, so when I grew up, I thought that was the thing.
Mm.
When I got to play that, nobody said anything about it. I remember the only time that I remember hearing anything from a Chiefs player was E2 saying, "I will never score against him." And I actually said that on the media. But other than that, there was nothing else back and forth from the player side.
Really?
Not even text or anything.
No, but here's the thing. No, here's the thing. There's different type of competition. Sometimes we compete with...
With what? With what?
No, we compete on the pitch. Some So now in South Africa, we don't have a culture that allows players to come out and express themselves. That would be regarded as arrogance. But some of us who loved the tag of being arrogant, we didn't care. So I knew that I'm competing against myself. And for me to play well, I know better as well. You know, the opposing side, there's one guy probably may give me sleepless nights, but other than that, I was good. So I enjoy playing against Kaizer Chiefs, to be fair. And I don't remember losing against Kaizer Chiefs.
Speaking of that, Mpo.
Don't come to me. I didn't play.
Why are you getting defensive?
I didn't play.
But did you maybe have to boil a chicken or something?
Which one? Boil a chicken.
So Mpo's got an experience, Endly. You've got a...
But that's why I said I didn't play. Okay, what do you want to know?
Did you boil a chicken or something?
No. We've never been those people.
You ever boiled a chicken before?
No. But even though he loves omelette, by the way, he absolutely loves it. But here's the thing. The week before...
So they up and down,
As me, Tom. But anyway.
Ever ready. Yeah, only stop when the ball is out.
It's the ball chicken.
The ball chicken.
Sorry.
You all want me to speak?
No, please.
No, Shane, the week leading to, you could feel the tension. You know, even with him, as much as it's a game, as Donna says, it's a big game and they take it very, very seriously. So he will, you can see he's trying to get into the spirit, and you don't mess with that, and you try and be as supportive as ever. If he needs to get things off his chest, you're there, you're supportive. But yeah, it's nerve-wracking. It really, really is. Because especially if they lose, if they lose, you really, really need to be supportive. Undanga can't even go get gas. He's afraid to go get gas because somebody's going to be like,
Do they do that to you as well?
Not me, but to him.
No, they'll say to her, tell your husband.
Fortunately, I've never had anyone do that though.
No, but they respect it. They respect it.
They still do. He's still very well respected. Yeah.
But also, always have to be very supportive. On those games, you look at the hairstyle. I'm telling you, Jules, everybody's going to the barber,
No. But what do you always say? Huh? What do you always say? With hairstyles, with boots?
I know it's a form of expression, but I always say when you're on top of your game, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
Wear any color boots. Hey, my brother, if things are going well, go back to basic. Black and white.
Black and white.
Don't do that.
Because that's the first thing we're going to pick on. Like, he has them poor with the storm color. You don't want that. But the thing is, it's everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to feel good about the derby. So it starts from just during the week. Well, you see also on Saturday, the hairstyles, you know, the aura, the way they walk. You see the uniform as well. When you know that there was never a new uniform, all of a sudden there's a derby, like, guys, there's new sneakers. There's new sneakers. That's how big the game is.
It's crazy. Timber, I mean, In the multi-choice Disky Challenge and Disky Shield, and how is the derby as big as it is
It is absolutely epic, particularly with the youngsters, because think about it, they're playing for bragging rights, they're playing for potential spot in the first team.
It's
that extra bit of motivation for them. So it's massive, and it's amazing to see. And the funny thing is, Uzothola Labantwana, I call them our little babies, facing each other off at junior level, and then 10 years later they're playing in a derby against each other. Imagine those stories between them. It's amazing, man.
Attention! Yes, Katso Kekeleza Penilegema. This war is from Fantuga, but the effects of it live on down.
That's very silly.
If so, there'll be no friend but foe.
Charge here! Oh, absolutely top draw!
There will be blood.
Don't take it personal.
There'll be tears. This is a fight for victory. A fight for Mzansi.
Time for Pirates to make a repost. Never a doubt that he can step up.
That is extraordinary.
Max Schube. One. Get to the Soweto Derby live on Supersport.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, it's crazy. And the one thing that I want Mpo to take us through now is because, you know, some of the Super Picks.
Yeah.
There's a Gumnand. Mpo, what have you got for us?
I have a question for you. Would you like to become a millionaire overnight?
Three. Let's imali.
Well, let me tell you how. Because it's very, very possible with SuperPix. It is Africa's fastest growing sports predictor platform. All you have to do is correctly predict the scores of 6 soccer matches and win a life-changing jackpot. Here's the thing. Even if you miss the jackpot, the player with the closest predictions will win a sizable cash prize every week, all for free. And don't forget, SuperPix, of course, is coming to South Africa in early 2022. So you need to be the first to know, and in order to do that, all you have to do is go to promo.superpix.com and, as I said, play for free, win for real.
Yeah, for free. I can't get used to it.
I know, right?
The fact that I can just get in the mix, play for free, and win.
Please, win for real.
I know way, guys. I know way.
Mina ngoli man. Oh, winner.
What if una le million?
Whoever wins, can I have just
no, worry,
just
like,
a small onion.
Make a pack.
You know what I mean?
Just make a pack now.
How much you want?
Every weekend, you can predict the scores of 6 soccer fixtures and win a huge jackpot for free. What's more, even if you miss the jackpot, there will still be a guaranteed cash prize for the player with the closest predictions each week. So, could that be you? Visit promo.superpix.com to find out more. Coming soon to South Africa. SuperPix. Play for free. Win for real.
Yeah, the lady on my left, she was out there living it up. La Liga experience. We've covered the South African experience. Ah, it's crazy that, man. It looked like such a vibe. Julia, take me through it, man.
I told you, look at all those fans.
85%
capacity. 45,000 people in the stadium. Derby Athletic Club, who were our hosts, had not beaten Real Sociedad under their manager, Marcelino, who still owes me a bottle of champagne, by the way.
Hey,
he didn't speak a lot of English, but I did say to him, if you win, can you get me a bottle of cava? That's what they call it there. And he said yes. So in the press conference afterwards, I was like, you owe me, coach. He hadn't beaten them, and he'd been there in charge for 2 years. It was 0-0 at halftime. The captain, Iker Muniain, had a penalty saved by the keeper of Sociedad, and he used to play for Bilbao. It was just insane, the atmosphere. And then they come out in the second half, and it's 4 goals. It's the build-up to it. We were treated so well by La Liga. We had all access pass. They took us into the San Mamés Stadium, which has a Michelin star restaurant. So they took us all around the city. We saw the Guggenheim and all that, but nothing tops the game. It was just, I forgot what that feels like, man.
Nah,
I forgot
crazy.
What it feels like. And nah, I told you, even I was shouting in Spanish there.
I saw you there. I thought you were going to start throwing things.
I wanted to. I was like, give me a score or something. Come on. And we knew the players, the ones we'd interviewed and had pictures with, some of them scored. So it was just that extra feeling of like, wow. And what it proves is that it doesn't matter how well the team's doing or how badly the team's doing. When it comes to a derby, all of that goes out the window.
It sounded like you were, the FOMO was killing you there.
Yeah, no, I was not jealous at all.
I watch Man United as well, by the way, in the Champions League.
How's your Spanish now after your Spanish trip?
No, it's there. No.
Por favor?
No. No hablo español.
No, será, okay.
Hablo inglés. I had to, otherwise I was going to get lost.
But I mean, it's special then. I mean, when you look at how European football approaches derbies and how massive they are, Teko, I mean, it's second to none as well.
Yeah, of course. I think it's one of those games that legends are born. Legends are made from those games. Every derby is important. We've seen players emerging from nobodies and playing a beautiful game in the derby and they become superstars. So it is a very important, and for culture as well. And I think at home, it's Orlando Pirates versus Chiefs, you know the story where it comes from. And I can imagine in Spain, I can imagine in the UK as well. So I think every derby is special in its own right. And here at home, I think it's Keegan's, how many, second now? I think it's going to be Keegan Dolly's second derby. And it will be very interesting to see how it pans out, because there are players from the other side that are also performing well. So you always want to compare. I think it's one game that no matter what you do, players are always going to be compared who's better than who. So I know Keegan will come. If you see Keegan with the trick heart,
you must know.
Yeah, remember when we did the derby up there and then it rained at the end, and he was the key.
Yeah, he was key, and he had a great game then. And then it was a question of his match fitness. So now it's better. So let's see if he's going to drag them or not.
and now you have a Pirates that comes in after scoring 6 goals.
But
it counts.
What are you going to say?
It counts. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to say?
Finish it.
No, they were playing in Bombay.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Dream derby. Anywhere in the world, which game do you want to watch?
Ooh.
There can only be one.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it kind of takes me to our next point. Manchester derby.
As a United fan.
I've always found, like, having grown up in an era where it was United Arsenal, that's always been my biggest game in my head. Especially when you look at how the game was played at that time. Not just about money. And I think people always tend to forget that. So yeah, Manchester derby, that's my big one. So I guess that's where we're going next, Paul.
Actually, it brings me to a question we were having off air.
Yes.
When you asked, as a Manchester United fan, do you dislike Manchester City? And I don't.
Or Liverpool more.
Or Liverpool.
Yes.
I actually dislike Liverpool more than I do Manchester City because I admire what Manchester City has come from. With all that money, they've backed it up. So it's not just about we have all the money, we can buy any player that we want, but it's about the fact that when you get onto the field of play, you have a coach who knows what he wants, you have players who know what the coach expects of them, and they're willing to die for the badge. So for me, that I admire, because it almost reminds me of Manchester United under Sir Alex Ferguson, you know,
where...
Every year under Sir Alex.
Every year under Ferguson.
What are you trying to say?
I mean.
Every year was Ferguson.
I mean.
What are you trying to say?
You see, Manchester United players, you guys are so emotional.
What are you on about?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm literally
beating up Switzerland here because it's Manchester United and then Manchester City. I'm under so much pressure. Wow. The question was, the culture, you'll never hear a Manchester United fan from that side say that.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, the same way I never really understood the hatred for Tottenham until I was in the stadium and felt that pressure of the derby. Timber, I was asking before, is the game against Liverpool or even Chelsea or whatever a little bit more intense for you? And you never find a United fan from there or City fan from there.
Look, I have the most admiration for City, but I purely dislike Liverpool.
That's me. That's me.
Why?
Can't stand them.
They're fans, man.
We have a bigger Liverpool fan base here. Obviously, growing up going to school or going to wherever, coming to work, you've got that rivalry. So I was interested. Yeah.
They're disgusting in how they think they're just amazing.
Oh,
ooh, Liverpool.
Okay.
You wanted to say something?
No, you know what?
Is Liverpool fan. Yeah. So
actually, like you're gonna be clever.
Yeah,
eh?
Still like to get booked.
The one thing there.
Anyway, Paul, it was nice to have you on SuperTube. Eh?
No, he knows exactly how I feel. He knows how I feel. You know.
She'll be fine. No worries.
The one thing that's going to be interesting is the title chase. Now, all of a sudden, this Manchester derby coming up, if United can produce a miracle, all of a sudden, the gap just gets smaller. Liverpool feel they're back in the hunt. They've just won the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, their tails up.
But you want that gap to be smaller. To keep things entertaining.
True.
Interesting as well.
True.
But we know that Man U won't pull up anything.
What do you mean?
We just said it's the lobby.
They're going to show up.
No,
you guys will show up.
But we've been dealing with you in this game.
Okay, cool. So I'll remind you next week.
Okay, it's all good, man.
It's going to be a
you got my number, B.
Because the thing,
you got my number.
Yeah, but the thing is, what
call him.
What I don't like is, it's probably maybe what's happening in the dressing room. And you can see on the pitch with Man U, you can see there's a lot of players that have so much potential. But there's something that is holding them back by expressing themselves, because of probably maybe number 7, Lapan, is demanding too much. You know, sometimes you're asking too much from other
number
players.
7 needs to not stop demanding so much because he's not producing anymore.
But number 7 will demand so much because management allows him.
Yes, but what I'm saying is sometimes we ask players stuff that they don't have.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You can't ask Fred.
Oh,
okay.
Did you have to go
there?
Did you have to go there?
Wow.
You just went straight for the jugular. You can't ask Fred. Wow.
Brazilian.
I was just slowly getting
in. Okay, can I ask, how long have you been a City fan?
Huh?
How long have you been a City
fan? 2 months.
Since
Pep got right.
Yeah, two months.
Since Yaya joined, and there were time when we had Bujinko and Robinho.
Oh, so Robinho. Oh, so you were there with me.
So are you a former Arsenal fan?
Yeah.
No, you're a good child. Arsenal, I used to love Arsenal. Mm-hmm. How they play.
Mm-hmm.
With Henry, mm-hmm. Beckham,
mm-hmm. Arsenal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
we
what
all
happened?
Know what happened.
What happened?
Yeah, so Titanic.
Fans are not loyal.
No, but that era there, nobody could touch them.
They're incredible.
No, they were incredible.
You know, here's a question. He's making me think. At what point do you cut ties with your team?
You can't.
I feel like I'm in a toxic relationship with Man United right now.
No, can I tell you why you can't? For instance, I've been a Barcelona fan for the longest time, right? And even though we're going through a slump right now, I've taken an emotional break.
Mm. Yeah,
you take emotional breaks. And you're like, okay.
I'll check them on social media. I don't watch them.
Exactly. What I'm
watching them next week.
Exactly.
The truth is, if you're supporting a team, if you like a team, you mentioned you like the way Arsenal played, you can admire a team.
Yeah.
I can admire the way Liverpool play, the mentality monsters that they are, the way that City play. I can admire that, but I don't support them because I love good football.
Mm.
But I'm an Arsenal fan, so I suffer with my team.
Shame.
I take emotional breaks, like you said. When they are close to the top four, I don't support them.
There's a number that I'll give you for GBV.
There's Arsenal support. I'm on a few.
Like Arsenal.
So I don't think you can leave. I don't think you can leave your club.
You can't.
I think fans leave clubs. Supporters don't.
No.
Okay.
Agree 100%.
Fans leave clubs. Yeah. Supporters
support.
Don't.
There's everything to play for at the Manchester Derby. Catch Manchester United and Liverpool fans versus Manchester City live in HD only on SuperSport.
Yeah. You know, so the interesting thing for me, sorry, about the title race. Am I cutting in?
No,
going to get in trouble here.
Mate.
So the interesting thing for me about the title race is, so we know the numbers, right? It's 6 points at the moment. Mm. They play each other on the 9th or 10th of April.
Yeah.
But Liverpool play before City the next couple of weeks.
Mm.
So that gap, if they keep winning, which I have a feeling they will. It's that added pressure. Mm. And you'll be the first one to say, it's not vintage City. It's not City from 7-0 against Leeds a little while ago, or 4-0. I mean, against Everton, they struggled.
Yeah.
Mm.
And my question is, it's a strange question because we were ready to give them the trophy a couple of weeks ago with 13 points clear.
Yeah.
The question is, are they going to manage?
They should. They
doesn't sound confident, eh?
They will.
No, they will. They should. Because listen, bruh, if you in that setup where with Pep, so the challenges are, as a footballer, you need to be there all the time. If you're not, somebody else will be. So now, those added pressures comes with the type of play that that you guys have as a team. And also, you want to play Champions League every year. Mm. So you have to manage that. If you can't manage the pressure, then how are you going to win Champions League?
You don't belong at that
level. Yeah, you don't. Mm. So they have to. They really have to. And for Pep's sake, I hope they win it. If not, the guy needs to bounce. Let me tell
you.
What else
would
you do?
I think he's going anyway, isn't he?
But
isn't he going to go anyway?
What more is he going to do?
No, he should come to Baroque. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure you hit down at Baroque a bit.
What did I just
say? Yes!
Did I
your
know
head
what?
Is so processing!
You know what? Let's not even... Let's not even bother to process it. You know what?
Oh, loud.
I tell you what, there's plenty of lessons to take from today's show. Stay loyal if you're a supporter. Stay with your team and make sure you stay tuned to Super Tube. I tell you what, there's something special coming. Soweto Takeover. Going out of Studio 6 for the first time. Soweto Takeover. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm looking forward to the derby. But it's been good being with these guys. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Teko in his pyjamas, Temba and his...
This is not racist.
Madanduna watch.
This is Chipotle.
But you know, it's all good.
Chipotle.
I love them, man. Cheers, cheers. Cheers to Super Troop. Cheers to everyone, man.
Cheers.
Madam Madanduna watch.
Chipotle.
It's not racist. Chipotle. I...
With the Ultimate Sport app from Supersport, you can find whatever you're looking for, because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the Supersport app.